Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gearhead Paintball, Season 1, Episode 2. My name is Corey, and I'm here with my lovely assistant, Amanda.
Hey!
And my newest member of the team, Rebecca. Okay, we got some pretty cool stuff in the show today, but first I'm going to start off with, I'm sorry, but we didn't get to record last weekend. We had a really busy weekend last weekend and some stuff to do in the local community. But I got everything worked out, and I've been sick the past week, so we'll see if we can get this going today. Alright, first off, I'm going to start off with talking about my website. I created a new website. It's called gearheadpaintball.webs.com. Okay, there's no there's no W, and it's not listed through Google. You just have to type it in your address bar. But be sure to check that out and sign my guest book. I'm going to talk about some of the cool stuff I got on the website so far. Of course, I have my home page, and I have a Who We Are page. Talking about who we are, and I got some pictures of me and Amanda, and I'll soon have a picture of Rebecca. I have my blog, if you have any questions, okay? If you can't email me, and that might be a problem, you can always sign my blog and write anything like that. I have my photo gallery, but I haven't updated any photos yet. Some links for my show. And all the links for my show, like I'll have the PB review link and where I get everything like that. And the events and activities, this is kind of an interesting page, okay? If you're having a game and you want me to list it, I can post it on my website. Just put that on the blog or email me at gearheadpaintball@yahoo.com. And I will post that on the page, and if you want me to mention it, I might even mention it on the show, okay? And that will be free of charge. Okay, the coolest page I have on the website is the gear page, and you guys are going to like this. If you have something you like to sell, some kind of paintball equipment, sign my blog, post it on my blog with some pictures, or email me at gearheadpaintball@yahoo.com with some pictures, and I will post it on that page. Now, I will post any paintball gear, but it has to be paintball related, and if you want me to, if it's not against the rules, I will mention it on the show, maybe. And of course, don't forget to sign my guest book, and I have some cool videos on there. I've got some videos from YouTube, but that's basically all I have on my website. Okay, we have several cool sections in here today. First, we're going to start off with the armory section. We're going to talk about the Tippmann A5 and the Tiberius 8 pistol. And we're going to have the body armor section. We're going to talk about the Special Ops Broadsword 6 Best. Then the newbie talk, which Rebecca will be doing for us today. We will be talking about buying equipment the safe way. And of course, the lame joke of the day. First off, we'll start off with the armory section. We're going to talk about the Tippmann A5. Okay, this is a really cool That's a really cool marker. I'm so stupid. Okay, this marker, it comes in a semi-auto, of course, and then you can buy it with the response trigger. You can get an E-grip, and this is a really cool looking marker. There's the Stealth. Now, the Stealth has the flatline barrel and a stock and stuff that can be sort of put together by yourself. Okay, it's really easy to disassemble. This marker has quick strip pins. They claim it can be disassembled in 60 seconds. That's really nice because a lot of markers are kind of a pain to take apart. One of the cool things about it has a cyclone feed system. Now what this does, it links the feeder sprocket to the air system and it loads the paintballs, and it's not an electronic loader, so it does not have any batteries. And it's pretty silent. That's kind of cool. And That really comes in handy, not having to have batteries for a loader. And the loader comes with the gun, the marker, so that's really great.
Silent but deadly. You could sneak up somebody really good with that.
It's yeah, real quiet. That comes in handy. The cyclone feed system it looks awesome too. By the way, it's offset, so you can see down the rails. Okay, the A5 has a removable front grip. And the grip moves back and forth, and that's kind of cool. And you can also get some cool upgrades like a stocks and a foregrip. And the foregrip, you can take the front grip that comes with the stock. You can take it off and put the foregrip on it, and it looks pretty cool, like a rifle. The A5 is compatible with CO2, compressed air, and nitrogen. That's sort of common in a marker, but I figured I would mention that. Okay, some popular upgrades. The coolest upgrade, I think, this is my favorite feature about the A5, is the E-Grip. The E-Grip is electronic grip. It comes with several modes. It has semi-auto, Auto with response trigger, full auto, my favorite three-shot burst, and turbo. And this, the WAS board, the WAS board, it comes, I'm not positive if it comes with the E-Grip, but I found it on eBay, but again, I'm not sure if it comes on the stock. It might, it wouldn't list it on the Tippmann website, but that's really cool. You need to have the WAS board E-Grip. You can, I think it works like, you pull the trigger one time and it sends it into semi-auto, and you pull the trigger twice and hold it down and it sends it into full auto. Okay, some more, that's basically what the WAS grip is, but some more upgrades, a flatline barrel system. I highly recommend you get this, okay? The flatline barrel system, it increases, I can't even talk today, increases range up to 100 feet, and it looks awesome, okay? It's like, looks like a shotgun barrel. It's so cool looking on the A5. Okay, let's just move along to the prices. Okay, if you look on paintballonline.com, this is a pretty cool website. The semi-auto is $179. That's the stock everything, stock Tippmann marker. If you get it with the response trigger, it's $229. And you get it with the E-Grip, it's $259. Also, you check out the cool kits on paintballonline.com. They have some pretty cool sets they have for sale. And you can buy the Stealth, I think, on there too. Okay, Amanda, what do you like about the Tippmann A5?
I like the Cyclone Beam system. It's like the best.
If you have the Tippmann 98 Custom, I definitely recommend you get the Cyclone Beam system. That is so cool. Okay. It works so awesome. Rebecca, what do you like about the Tippmann A5? Man, I sound like I'm talking a little. I think I just turned my mic off. Sorry. Sounds like I'm talking to a little kid there. Anyway. Okay, moving on. So, Rebecca, what do you like about the Tippmann A5?
I like the E-Grip upgrade.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All the cool modes on the E-Grip upgrade is just awesome. Okay, moving along. The next part of the armory section, we're talking about the Tiberius 8 paintball pistol. Okay, if you have never seen this, it's also known as the TAC 8. This thing is the coolest pistol thing in the world. Sidearms really come in handy in paintball, okay? If you're out of air, out of paintballs, and you got someone locked you, it's got you locked behind a bunker, this really comes in handy. Okay, it's magazine fed. That's really cool. The magazine actually slides into the bottom of the grip, so it looks like a real pistol, unlike other paintball pistols. The magazine holds 8 paintballs and a 12-gram CO2. If you don't know, 12-gram CO2 has about 20 shots in it. Fully adjustable velocity. That's comes in handy. It has 280 feet per second. That's pretty nice range, actually. And you can get about, I think you can't get too far in range. I mean, this is not really effective if you're pretty far away, but it comes in handy if your other person, the person that's got you locked behind the bunker, they think you're out of paint. They come running at you in a full charge. You pop out behind with this TAC 8 pistol and they're gone, like, quick. Okay, some recommended upgrades for the Tiberius 8 is, I would recommend getting an extra magazine. The only problem with that is the magazines are kind of expensive. They're $50 a piece. And also, I recommend you get a holster for it. Like, some vests come with the holster. Come with the holster on it. Like, some specialized vests have that on it. And the price of this marker, the pistol by itself, is $240. And the magazine is, again, about $50. And the marker's about $240. But, it's totally worth it, guys. I mean, if you buy this, I definitely recommend you buy this. I want one so bad. I currently do not own one, but I wish I did. Okay, let's move on to the... Amanda, what do you like about the Tiberius 8?
It's magazine and how it slides up into the grip.
Why? Why do you like the magazine?
Because it slides up into the grip.
Oh, I'm stupid. Sorry. Oh, yeah, this, again, the magazine slides up into the bottom of the grip, so it looks so awesome, okay? This is the coolest thing. If you haven't checked that out, it's on Tiberius.com, I think. I might have that wrong. But type in Tiberius 8 at Google if you have to, and you'll see the website. It should be at the top. And they got some cool Java Flash things on that website. Okay. Let's move along to the body armor section. I think Amanda's gonna do this section for us today. We're going to be talking about the Special Ops Broadsword 6 Vest.
The features are 6+2, 140-round pod configuration.
Okay. yeah, this is pretty cool. This vest it holds 6 pods, and you can hold 2 more on the back. 140-round pods. You can also hold Q pods with that.
You can hold a massive air tank.
Oh yeah, the air tank is it can hold a humongous air tank.
Massive.
Like big as you can buy air tank. Well, not that big, but it's awesome. Okay.
It's breathable.
Oh yeah, this is one of the most breathable vests on the market. Special Ops really did a great job when they did this. Any room that they had, they stuck breathable mesh on it. I mean, like everywhere there's breathable mesh.
A variety of camo patterns. You gotta look good when you play paintball too.
Oh yeah, this really comes in handy. I think there's 6 different camo patterns that this Broadsword 6 vest comes in. I'm about to buy the Woodland camo. I think that looks the coolest out of them. But Special Ops has their own camo pattern, and theirs is the most expensive at $149. But that looks awesome. Okay, the Special Ops is the coolest, but I'm broke and can't afford it. So
the tank is turned horizontal.
Oh yeah, usually on vest, the tank with the pods is vertical, and it's kind of hard to reach to, and it's sort of annoying. But Special Ops, when they designed this, they put a horizontal on it, so it can be turned left or right, so if you're left or right-handed, and you can put a remote cord to it and attach it to your marker, and that really comes handy. You really don't see how much lighter your marker is without the tank on it, but that really comes in handy.
Adjustable shoulders and side straps.
This pretty cool. This is kind of normal in a vest, but if it doesn't fit you too good, then that's where this comes in handy.
You don't have to stand back or anything. You just adjust it.
Also, this comes with a hydration bladder pocket. If you don't, I'm sure you know what a hydration bladder pocket is. I mean, come on, you're not an idiot, but if you are,
it's a giant straw that runs through.
It's this big like bag thing that holds water, and well, you play these big 24-hour scenario games, you definitely need one of these, okay? And when you're not using the hydration bladder, it's like so much mesh right there, it's totally breathable.
And the 2 huge grenade pockets.
Yeah, on the front, there is 2 huge grenade pockets in the bottom right-hand corner, and these can hold like 2 grenades apiece, and if you don't want to put them there, you can always put them in the pods on your back, but that's pretty cool.
2 utility pockets.
Oh, on the front, there is a utility pocket in the bottom left-hand corner and the top right. And the top right has an ID holder on it, and that's kind of cool.
And the radio pocket.
The radio pocket is on the top left-hand corner, and it holds a radio, and that comes in handy in scenario games also.
And in my opinion, this is the most breathable vest out there.
Really, this is definitely the most breathable vest out there. This is like one of the coolest looking vests out there. Would you stop? It's like one of the coolest looking vests out there. Okay, it looks so awesome. Rebecca, what do you like about the vest?
It's awesome.
Okay, yeah, it does. It is awesome. Okay, moving along, we have the newbie talk section. I changed the names of all these, if you haven't noticed. Okay, I think Rebecca is going to do this. So, last time we talked about buying your first marker. Today we're going to talk a little more in detail and talk about buying all types of paintball equipment. And how to buy the equipment the safe way. There are many places to buy paintball equipment. Paintball shops, sporting goods stores, and of course online. Before you buy anything, especially a paintball marker, you need to find someone who owns it. Okay, this sounds a little bit strange, but this is the safest way to find out what you are buying is actually worth paying for. The best way to do this is call your local paintball store or sporting goods store. All the time they won't do this, they have a privacy policy sometimes, but if they don't, they will give you... Ask for a name of someone who has bought the equipment that you're looking into buying. And if they have, look them up in the phone book or whatever and call them up and ask them how they like it and see if they actually like it, if it was worth buying. Okay, if this doesn't work, you can always call the local paintball field. Or if you don't have a local paintball field, always call some paintball field and ask them if they've seen somebody use this equipment or if they know somebody that owns it, looking in to sell it, something like that. If they give you the name, which they more than likely will, you can always call them and ask the same questions. If they like it, should I actually buy it, or so forth. If this doesn't work out, your next bet is to look online at reviews for your future equipment. A good website for this is pbreview.com. Again, that's pbreview.com. They have some, you can just about type in anything at this website, and they will have a ton of reviews, people have written for it. After all of this, you're more than likely going to find something better than what you was looking at in the first place. Okay. But if you can't find something better, always stick with your original idea. But my final advice on buying equipment is to look at all of your options. You have a ton of options out there. There's a ton of paintball equipment out there. So just try to find the best.
Don't buy the first one at stock.
Yeah, don't buy the first thing you look at and wait. Don't. You can ask me. I've had bad experiences with this.
Take your time.
If you get something like off eBay, really be careful on what you're getting. Make sure you ask questions about it and stuff like that. Just do your best to find out about what you're buying. Okay, moving on to the next section, the lame joke of the day.
Created by Amanda every single time, which makes me so completely and totally awesome. Okay.
This is the dumbest joke in the world. Okay, this is worse than last time.
Why did the paintball cross the road?
I have no idea.
There's so much shot over there.
That was pathetic. Okay, here's our next section. We have a lame poem.
Created by Amanda.
Okay, I'm going to have Amanda read this.
Paintballs everywhere, on the ground and in the air, soaring and flying, causing pain. People are screaming and running away. If you love action and you want it all, please download Gearhead Paintball.
Yes, please download. Okay, our last and final section here. I want you guys to email me. I mentioned this last time, but I really want you to do this. If you can't email me, sign my blog on my website.
Blog.
Again. Yeah, blog. It's a funny word.
Blog.
Okay.
Sounds like an alien word.
Okay. Anyway, my website is http://gearheadpaintball.webs.com. Okay.
Blog.
gearheadpaintball.webs.com. Sign my blog there. And if you can't do that, email me at gearheadpaintball@yahoo.com. I need some ideas for the show, guys. Come on.
We got nothing to do.
Yeah, I need some markers to do a show on. I really want somebody to email me. Please, one person. I will mention you on the show if you email me, if you want me to. Please.
You will be our legend.
A legend, okay,
our
dude.
History.
You will be a legend.
You will be known as the most first and awesome person who ever emailed us who thought we were completely and totally awesome and cool and the best podcast in the world.
Or if you think we're stupid, email us on that too and we'll still mention you on the show and say you're the legend, okay?
You will be the first one to call us.
I need a marker to do a show on. Anything, any brand, anything whatsoever I will do a show on. Please, email me.
Begging you.
Yes, begging. Okay, we really want you guys to email us. Okay, I think all we have for the show today, so we're going to end the show with saying Happy Easter to everyone
happy
out there.
Easter.
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Blog. Okay, so we're going to end the show today, and thanks for listening. Again, be sure to check out my website, and I will see you guys on
next Saturday.
Yeah, maybe next Saturday, or I will see you guys on the field. Bye.
Just till later. I am so awesome. I hope you.
The music in this podcast was provided by DJ Top Shelf from the PodSafe Music Network.